all the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome to the show, a significant show for me anyway, and as this is the last one. A couple of my good friends are on right now. We've got a kind of a whole lineup of folks coming on, but thanks to Jack Lancaster for
coming in.
Jack and I have been buddies for, I think, Jack, if we talk about all the people that are going to come on the show, you and I have been friends longer than any of them. I've known you for, what, 20
at least
something
20
years?
Something years. Yeah.
Jack and I have both played City Rec basketball together back in the day, and we were what you would call fair to Midland.
Fair. More fair than Midland.
Fair, yeah. And Mello is here as well. Hi, Mello. You doing all right?
Good morning. So happy to be here. Sad you're leaving, but glad to be here.
Now, I just got off a cruise not that long ago, about 2 weeks ago, and Mello sat here and did the show for, what was it, 10 days? Or
it was very long.
Yeah.
I was very tired. I don't know how you do it all
I've
the
gotten
time.
Reports, and people said, she did a fantastic job.
Aw, that's super
so
sweet.
Way to go.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Thank
appreciate you doing that. Mello has been kind of my go-to fill-in when I'm out of town, and she has been so willing to do it, and really, I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
Yeah, and not only that, Mello has been with me every Friday for how long has it been? Two years?
A couple of years, yeah.
Yeah. And the best thing I like about Mello is she never calls me a liar or tells me I'm stupid.
No.
Not yet.
Well, who would do that anyway?
Well, I don't lie.
At least not to your face.
And I don't think I'm stupid. But,
no, you're very smart.
Although I heard she said stuff to other people about me, and I'm going to ask her about that later.
Oh, I'm excited to hear that, because I always say good things about you.
I'm kidding.
I know. I'm like, I'm not worried.
So, and then Jack, of course, Jack, owner of a local business, but also he was a sales rep or an account rep, or what was the fancy word for it?
I called myself senior sales consultant.
Senior
sales? Last few years I was here, but
yeah,
I was a salesman.
Well, you and I, and we had a pretty cool relationship because you, of course, were out there on the streets and talking with all of the different
made the commercials and make the pay for the everything that goes on around.
And there was more than one occasion when Jack would call me and he'd say, "Hey, man, I forgot about the sink. Can you just run over there and do, you know, just for a few minutes, go do a live broadcast or something?" And of course, I was always happy to because Jack's my
friend. You're the man. You just take care of business.
We had a lot of good times.
That's right.
So. All right, I'm going to ask you both. This is my last show. It feels really weird to say that.
It does.
I'm going to ask you, do you have any kind of, we'll start with Mello, any kind of memory of something on the show we talked about that kind of stuck out in your mind at all?
That stuck out in my mind?
Yeah, any kind of thing that was like, oh, yeah, okay.
Go to Jack first, because I need more time to prepare.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
He's the radio expert.
On the spot. Jack Lancaster.
Well, you know,
our Bigfoot show, I think, was pretty fun.
The Bigfoot show was a good show. We had some calls. Yeah. I had a guy here in town. That was actually one that stood out, because there's a guy here in town that's a Bigfoot expert type guy. Mm-hmm. He actually put on a Bigfoot convention here in St. George 12, 15 years ago. And turns out we came in and we had that talk. That's one of my, you know, hobby subjects, you know, and wanted to get some input from the audience if they had seen anything locally.
Yeah, yeah. You know, one thing, so I will say this, Jack has never convinced me beyond a shadow of doubt there is a Bigfoot, but he has never said, "You're an idiot for not believing anything." You're like really open about it. You're like, "Okay, this is how I feel, and this is what I believe, and why you should believe." But you never say you have to, or you know.
No, of course not. Yeah, I'm not going to tell anybody what to believe.
I think there are some supernatural elements to our world.
Sure.
I don't know yet that I'm convinced there is a Bigfoot, but
it's not the standard fare of the Andy Griffin Show, which was
that's
cool.
True. That's
yeah,
true.
That
we
was
went,
kind of
we
a departure
off the beaten path a little bit. So, if you want to learn more about Bigfoot, contact Jack Lancaster directly, because I am not an expert.
Okay, I'm going to give out my cell phone. And the last time, you know,
okay,
if you have had a Bigfoot experience or anything in the southern Utah area, which is where we're talking, my phone number is 435-703-2008, 435-703-2008.
And behind you,
but I have nothing
Steve
to do
like,
with the information. So,
Steve, you have one? We're going to have Steve Dunham on in a minute.
We found him right here in the office.
We're going to have Steve Dunham on in a minute, and he's going to tell us about his...
Wow.
You saw something, Steve?
Just this summer.
This
summer, I saw something that really stressed me out. And I have a 2-minute video on my phone.
Oh,
I missed the actual thing because I was stressed. I'm like, I need to record this in case something happens. And I recorded a tree that shook so violently, I can't explain. I saw a shape, the tree shake violently, and I was up above Beaver, in the mountains above Beaver.
Ooh. You know, there's two reports in the Beaver Mountains of Bigfoot on the BFRO website.
You just got the 100% undivided attention of Jack.
I am a believer.
Yeah.
What'd I tell you, buddy?
Yeah, and not only that, that video you have will be played here in a minute, I promise you, because Jack's going to be like, I got to see this.
There's nothing there, though. I recorded late because I was like, I saw it, then the tree shook, and it shook for so long.
And we're talking about a massive tree, like a big old tall 100-foot tree.
Like, how would this shake? Hmm. And then nothing. And I'm sitting here recording this tree going, it's going to do it again. And then it never did it again.
Wow. Was it a quaking aspen? Maybe that. No, I'm kidding.
There were two pine trees, one of them violently.
Wow. Jack.
Wow. I'm going to get coordinates on that spot.
We need to follow up on that.
I know. I need to go there.
Yeah. Mellow, did Jack convince you there is a Bigfoot? Did that ever?
I love conspiracies, and that's one of my favorite things that I get
no,
to talk
about. No, it's not a conspiracy. That's a whole other thing.
Okay. It's a truth.
It's either a thing or it's not.
Eric Moots does believe in it. I don't know.
That's a good question. We should ask him. Yeah,
there is I have been called Bigfoot during the course of my lifetime. I'm a very large man, and I do have very large feet.
Yes.
So, in fact, I think my brothers used to call me Bigfoot because my feet are bigger than both of my brothers' feet. So, but
well, if you walk around barefoot, you know, you could probably leave some tantalizing evidence out there for folks.
And if I grow my beard out and it kind of covers everything, maybe, Jack. Last case, Jack, for Bigfoot. What is your most compelling piece of evidence? This is our last time together.
Okay, I went to the Phenomicon thing back in August up in Vernal.
In Vernal, yep.
And I met Cliff Barackman. Those of you that watch Finding Bigfoot, he was there. Mm-hmm. And I bought two copies of plaster casts of Bigfoot footprints that he had. One was from the Patterson-Gimlin that was cast by Roger Patterson, who is the guy that filmed the most famous Bigfoot film of all time in 1967.
Everybody's seen that one. He kind of looks at the camera.
That Bigfoot footprint, a copy of that, I bought one of those. And then I bought one from a guy named Paul, a copy of one from Paul Freeman, which is the second best video. And he got this in the Blue Mountains of Washington. Mm-hmm. And it was two Bigfoots that were coming in up and down on a spring. And he cast those footprints, and I got a copy of one of those. So the footprints,
very cool.
They're there.
Which is proof.
It is really good evidence. Let me say that. I'm not going to say proof. I'm going to say good evidence.
You don't have to tell me an exact price, but I'm curious what a cast of a Bigfoot footprint would
be.
Oh, $20? Oh, yeah. Okay. That's not. Yeah. I thought you were going to. $500.
No.
Jack, that dude saw you coming. Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't see Bigfoot, but he saw you.
No, he sold out. He had a bunch of them, and he has sold out. So
okay. All right. That's good. All right. Mello, you had a chance to think about it. Anything stick out?
So what really sticks out with talking with you on the radio is I come into the studio. I'm like, hey, what are we talking about? He's like, oh, we're just going to wing it. I'm like, what? Wait, no. Like, when I come, I have everything printed out. I have things I'm going to say to go to break. And he's such an old pro. He just knows exactly what to say and keeps the conversation going. And he does listen to me, and I sometimes say things he doesn't agree with, but he lets me talk around it, and he lets me drop jokes about him sometimes, which is
really
fun.
Yeah, no, that's
and
that,
I throw.
That's good.
I think my favorite thing was when I threw him under the bus.
Oh, she's done that a few times.
Yeah, because a caller called in to say something to him about what he was saying about a little town that was dark and dreary. Do you remember that? And then I let, from Idaho, was it Idaho?
Yeah,
and I let
Moscow, Idaho.
Yeah, she was from Moscow, Idaho, and I let her talk to him on the radio, and she kind of got mad.
Yeah. Yeah, my call screener did not.
Can't be ripping those Moscovites.
Yeah.
Moscovites. There you go.
Yeah.
That's right. I think they call themselves Moskonians or something up there, because they don't want to be confused with the
Russians.
Moscow Russia. Anyway. But, all right, Mel. It's been a lot of fun. I know you have a class you need to get to,
you
got some stuff going on. But thank you so much for coming in today on the last.
Congratulations.
Thank you,
I think Dale's going to do a great job.
We're really going to retire this time. I think so.
I think so.
Thanks, Mel. Jack, man, just the fact that you've been willing to do this. Now, it's kind of funny. You don't get paid, by the way, to come and do the show.
No.
Never have.
I do it because it's fun.
When you came and asked me about it, this was, what, 2 years ago? Three? I don't know.
It's been a couple of years.
A while ago. Yeah. I was like, what's in it for you, Jack? In my mind, I was thinking. I didn't actually ask that.
Yeah.
But then I was like, this guy's sincere. He just wants to come on and talk about some of the cool stuff like climate change and energy and Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And I thought that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
And you've definitely added to the program.
Well, I appreciate that.
I know a lot of people are. I'm hoping Dale now is with us. Dale, we're hoping that Jack is welcome back.
Absolutely. Jack's a buddy of mine. Yeah.
I haven't been invited yet. Yeah, so I don't know.
Officially invited, Jack.
I don't want to impose myself on the new regime here.
The first time I ended up doing this show was when I was the operations manager here, and I was at the gym over here, and it was like 5:30 in the morning. I get a call from Mike McGarry's wife. They were in the ER. He had an infection in his leg or something. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, I gotta do this show. And it's not like a music show. In music radio, you play music, you can talk a little bit here and there, and you let the music fill. This is a whole different animal.
Yeah.
From this side of the board, people will be like, gosh, it sounded so good. And meanwhile, you're back here, you're pulling your hair out, making sure everything lines up right. And Jack came in. I remember we had I don't remember what the politician was, somebody running for something.
Okay.
State representative. I don't know who it was. But I remember we had to talk to this guy, and I was like, we're going to talk about water. I remember it's like, that's all I got. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing here. But Jack helped me out a lot. And third day, I was like, I could do this. I could do this.
Not in an egotistical way, but you're like,
I felt more.
I enjoy this.
Yeah. I was comfortable. I was set. We talked about businesses that should be coming to St. George that day. I talked that I was like, I really wanted Winco. I think we got Mayor Pike on the phone at the time. I was like, Mayor Pike, I want a Winco. Now they're going to build one. I like take credit for it.
Although it's going to be in Washington City, not St. George.
Yeah, where they have it, I think, is weird, but that's a weird spot of the
Sam's Club is coming. Too.
Yeah.
That is confirmed.
We got a Costco. We have two Costcos and a Sam's Club.
Wow.
Winco, yeah. There's a lot of big box stores.
Yeah.
There's one store with the initials TJ that still nobody has confirmed they're actually coming yet. Trader Joe's.
I think it's just overrated.
No,
I think Trader Joe's is just, man. I know.
If you like dark chocolate, Trader Joe's is the place
to
be.
I just feel like it's like In-N-Out Burger. Just overrated. I think it's one of those places like you want to go and be seen there. It's like being at the gym. I don't want to go shop at Trader Joe's.
Have you lived near one?
I just want to go be seen at. Yeah.
Have you ever lived near one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it's good stuff. I just think it's overrated. I think it's one of those things like people just want to have a Trader Joe's bag so they can say they were at Trader Joe's.
I've got there's one item at Trader Joe's I found there and nowhere else, and Dale, you've got to try it. As people know, my wife will tell you, I have a problem with barbecue sauce. I have so many.
I know.
I have like 40 of them. Anyway, they do at Trader Joe's a pineapple barbecue sauce.
Okay.
That is like through the roof good.
Do you have some at your house?
No, because they haven't had them in the last year.
Okay.
So I bought like 3 bottles, used them all, and there's no more. And I don't know if we can get a local business to come up with some.
Your dying wish on your last show would be to have a Trader Joe's.
Or at least a Trader Joe's pineapple barbecue sauce.
Somewhere I can get a hold of it.
Now we know what to get you for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm easy to shop for.
Those of you out there that can get Andy a bottle of
barbecue sauce.
If there's some in existence, my theory is maybe they stopped making them because they weren't selling enough. I don't know, but it is so good. So
yeah. So, Jack, you are definitely welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Anytime.
Okay.
Always welcome.
That. Good to know.
Bring a quesadilla with you.
Okay.
Dale, though, where do you stand on the whole Bigfoot thing with Jack? Because it's important that you have an open mind on this.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I've never seen one, but it makes sense. There's lots of stuff out there that we don't have answers to. And I know in Montana they do like a whole hunt. It's like they go up on McDonald Pass just outside of Helena and they go do a whole Bigfoot hunt. I just think it's a bunch of rednecks with guns that are.
Okay, let's go ethics then. If you see a Bigfoot, supposed to be a higher intelligent, are you allowed to shoot it or
legally
capture
probably
one, or?
Yes, but you don't know if it's a dude in a suit.
That's true. Don't shoot a dude in a suit.
As long as it's not coming after me.
It's like a bear chasing you, then
what if thing. You know, the popular thing now is those projectile launchers, the pepper spray launchers.
Uh-huh.
Maybe shoot it with a pepper spray launcher and
that would probably just piss it off. I wouldn't want to take
that. Steve says yes, absolutely.
And mad Bigfoot is not good.
No.
That's true.
I've never heard of an aggressive Bigfoot.
There's stories out there, yeah.
Of an aggressive one.
Yes.
right.
Yeah. Got a text, and by the way, I've gotten a ton of texts this morning of people wishing me well on what is theoretically my last day.
It's not theoretically.
No, it's really. Well, you're not going to call me Monday and say, "Hey, Andy, I need your help."
That may happen. But I have no plans to bail on this thing, baby. Okay. We're in for the long haul.
This text, Andy, as someone who isn't from Utah, has only visited once. I've listened to you on the internet or podcast almost every day. I stumbled upon Mike McGarry a few years before you took over, stayed with your show when you took over, and am looking forward to Dale's show.
Okay.
Keeping it a local show is what kind of kept me listening. I usually turn off when you or someone not filling in for you isn't on. Thanks for the years of keeping my ears busy from delivering packages in Illinois. Coming from Illinois.
Wow. Are they from here?
No, they're not.
Just listening to
people. And then got a text from Marianne, who is my monthly regular. She says, I can't tune in, but wanted to wish you all the very best. I know I'm one of the many who are sad on this day. And she goes on, but she thanks me for the show.
That's fantastic.
Well, that's one thing you've always had is some really dedicated, loyal listeners.
Definitely. And I love it. You know, I mean, just right off the top of the head, I can think of three or four names of people I know listen every single day. Right. Roy and Jan and Jeanette and several of them. Just people that listen every day. And I'm honored by that.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we'll do our best not to tick them off. Well, I'll do my best to keep them as loyal listeners moving forward. I think if there's anything about my deliveries, I probably joke around a lot coming from, you know, music radio and morning radio for a long time. Yeah. I think there's a place for that. I think there's, you know, obviously a time and a place, and that's something I've learned as I've gotten older, that there's a time and a place. I'm not 100% at it yet.
Just be yourself, Dale.
Okay. Well, we don't want to do that totally, Jack.
I would say, you know me. As far as the interview side of it, I told Mello this when she was filling in for me. The biggest thing when you're doing an interview is listen to what they're saying. A lot of us listen with the idea that we're going to respond. If you listen to what they're saying and comment on what they're talking about, I think that'll carry you a long ways.
Okay.
So carry you a long ways.
Good to know. I'm going to write that down.
So I was thinking, guys, about some of the fun interviews I've had over the years. Obviously, Jack, you're one of them. But Heather Penny came on. I don't know if you guys know who Heather Penny is. She is a fighter pilot. And she was, her area of assignment was the New York area when 9/11 happened.
Okay.
It was, 24 years
ago. Oh, that was a good interview. I remember listening to that.
So because we weren't at war or anything, she was assigned a plane with no weapons in it.
Oh.
And so when the 9/11 happened, they were scrambled to go catch up with the plane that was flying across Pennsylvania and was theoretically going to double back and cause terror.
That was going for the White House.
Her and her squad leader caught up to the plane and
had no weapons.
They had no weapons.
Not even guns.
And so she was like, what do we do? And the squad leader says, well, you take the nose, I'll take the tail. Mm. They were going to take that plane down.
And then eject.
Without weapons. No. They were planning
a suicide mission.
Yeah, they were basically to save whatever the terrorists had planned. They were going to take that plane down with their plane.
Wow.
Unbelievable interview. Wow. They called her Lucky Penny, and I guess she was lucky because about that time is when the passengers on the plane took it down, and sadly they were all killed, but let's roll, right?
Jeremy Glick. I'll never forget that guy. I did a lot of research on that guy about who he is, and he had kids my age. He had a newborn baby about my daughter's age.
Amazing job, and great interview again with Heather Penny. She said, I would have done it. She said, I was willing to die for my country at that moment.
Yeah.
And it happened to be the exact moment when the plane went down because of the passengers.
Passengers took over.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Man, that's some pretty highlights right there.
Yeah.
Those are great
interviews.
Pretty cool things.
Chris Stewart was one of my favorites.
I was just going to ask.
He came on the show, I would say, at least 10 times.
Oh, I can't wait. I hope he comes back.
Yeah, great interview. Jason Chaffetz, Mike Lee was it. And one of the things that touched me about having Mike Lee on, of course, senator from Utah, one of the times I got sick, I was in the hospital. I got like a plant with a card, and I'm like, oh, it's probably somebody in my neighborhood or maybe somebody from work. It was signed with a handwritten note from Mike Lee.
Wow.
I'm like, this dude's a U.S. senator. Yeah. He has 7 million things going on,
yeah.
and he took the time to order yeah. it, order something for me. I was touched by that.
Got
that
your
was,
vote.
That was kind of cool. Yeah, for sure.
Got your vote.
And then Celeste Molloy, as of late, has been yeah. absolutely fantastic about coming yeah. on every chance that she gets. She is actually in session right now, or she would be on the yeah. show today.
Yeah.
So, pretty cool.
Yeah, she was supposed to be the Rotary president, but then ran off to go work with
do
Chris,
silly, like,
and then yeah. I ended up having to take over as Rotary president because she bailed. So I got a. I've had many times. I've had a bone yeah. to pick with Celeste.
A good bone.
Yes, absolutely. She's great.
She's great. Yeah, Celeste Molloy. And I'm guessing she'll probably be calling you soon and saying, "Hey, Dale, let me on the show now.
Absolutely.
Now that goofy guy's gone, can you come be on, yeah, on the show?"
Clearly, was steering clear from you. Clearly.
Jack, so. Any final thoughts as we get close
good
to
luck,
the break
brother.
Here?
I'm going to miss hearing that Andy Griffith whistle.
Yeah, I want me to play
at
that
the
right
beginning
now.
In the yeah. in the bumper music
yeah,
that
the
you
Andy
have.
Andy Griffin,
you know,
whistle.
I'm going to miss hearing that. I don't know what Dale's got in store.
We don't either.
I don't know either.
You know, Dale, you have some big shoes to fill.
I know. I've known it all along.
Literally
I don't plan on filling them. I plan on bronzing them.
Okay, there you go. Anyway, it's been a pleasure, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come in and express myself and being part of the whole experience here.
Well,
it's been great.
You've been supportive from back in your days as the, what was it again, the fancy word, the senior sales executive,
yeah. Sales consultant.
That until today, you've always been supportive of the show, and I really appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you,
good
sir.
Friends. All right, we're going to take a break, weather break. When we come back, Steve Dunham is going to join us from the Washington County School District. He even has me coming into a meeting here. When is that meeting? Is that next week?
Monday.
Well, it's Monday. All right.
So much for your retirement,
yeah,
pal.
So much for retirement. We'll be back after this timeout.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back. I'm Andy. I'm not Andy for the last time, but I'm Andy on this show for the last time, as it's the final day. Dale Desmond is here. He will be the man in the air chair from here on out. And no pressure, Dale, but you have to not suck mostly.
Well, what's funny is a lot of times people do this all the time. People that are listening, and I DJ weddings on the weekends and, you know, different events, and I'll be back behind the, you know, aboard struggling, trying to keep things, like I'm sweating and things are barely working and I'm trying to keep up. And then people come up and go, God, you're so great. It was so great. Meanwhile, I'm like throwing up in the bushes, you know, because Wi-Fi's not working or my computer's overheating or whatever. And I've barely kept it up. And everybody thinks, oh man, this show sounds great. And you're back here going, oh my gosh, I'm going to throw things around and shuffle and I'm missing this or that. And so a lot of times, and I imagine it happens in any profession, you put on a good facade, but in the behind the scenes, things are a dumpster fire.
Yeah, it's true.
You're like
it's
a duck.
True.
You look all calm
yes.
on top, and underneath your feet are paddling.
Turning away. Exactly.
Leave it to Steve Dunham. By the way, Steve Dunham is here, Washington County School District,
hello.
To bring up the duck analogy. I
yeah.
like it. Yeah.
It's a good analogy. I like that one.
That is.
Funny thing, a couple weeks ago, when they first came to me and said, hey, Andy's going to retire, I knew this was happening, We're getting serious. Like, we really, really want you to come on and consider this. The next morning, I tuned in and I listened to you guys talk about, and Steve and I are on the Kite Festival committee together, and you were talking about the Kite Festival and all the things. And that was the day after I first started thinking, I think I might do this. Mm-hmm. And you guys had a great conversation. I thought, maybe I just have Steve come on every day with me.
Hey, that'd be fun. But we'd have to talk about like music and stuff.
We'd just send it down to Def Leppard.
We could get into all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
I just thought Steve is just, man, what a great dude. I've known you forever. You were in my Rotary Club before. And I just thought when I heard that interview, I thought, I could do that. I can do this.
Oh, that's good.
I love it. That was like that. It was that pivotal moment hearing you two And I thought,
we tipped the scales. Look at that.
You guys, you didn't even know it.
Yeah. No, we did not know.
It was a great interview. It was very emotional. It was funny. It was like Forrest Gump, man.
I cry every time.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is one thing we've gotten to know about Steve Dunham. There will be tears. Hopefully not today.
No, hopefully not.
Not today, no. But
you're a pretty good guy, you know. It's a possibility.
Tear-free zone today, we've been promised. Where's Shelly?
Yeah, she's back there hiding in the Fox studio.
She is. Okay.
She's hiding.
She's back there. She's like staying far away from the microphone because I figured she said I'll be here, you know, for Andy, but I don't want to be on the radio. So
do you know there's a button on this board? I can turn the microphones in there on from here. She's like,
Panic.
No, you will not.
Yeah. She's just stuck her tongue out at you. Can you get that on the radio?
No, that may or may not have actually happened. I don't know. Steve, thank you for coming in today.
I'm glad to be here, Andy.
We've become really good friends over the years. And one of the things that's been cool, like a lot of times Steve will have either a board member or some kind of administrative type person from the school district. But I always knew, even if he didn't bring someone, we would be able to do a show because Steve and I, we just, you know, it's kind of like peanut butter and jelly. We just click together.
Yeah, we jive. Yeah. It works out.
So I'm a little older than Steve, but we have similar music tastes. In fact, when I was, after I was a missionary, I was like 21, 22 years old. I worked at a rock station. Would have been about the time you were a teenager.
Yeah.
And we played a lot of the music that you love, and I loved it, too, because I worked at the station.
Well, that would have been K-Bear or KRSP.
Yeah, well, it was actually Logan. It was Z104 and Logan.
Logan, Z104.
So you wouldn't have actually listened to my station, but my wife was telling me the other day that there is a guy that used to listen to me when I was in Logan at Z104 who lives here now.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I had to, so the station I worked for in Logan, at 2 a.m. they would turn off the transmitter.
Right, yeah.
So my shift was 9 p.m. to 2 a.m.
And live, and it was back in the day when you were live all the time.
It was live, and the cool thing was that I knew the boss went to bed around midnight, and I could play whatever I wanted for 2 hours, man.
Yes.
And, my sign-off song always was Phantom Rider by Tora Tora.
Oh,
that was my sign-off song.
That is so cool.
It was not on any playlist or anything. I just did it, and I didn't get fired.
Because you did it.
Nobody listened.
Right, you did it 1:54. How long was it?
It's about a five-minute song, and me and Bo Cephas were the only ones awake at that point. we would play that and some Guns N' Roses and stuff like that. So
that's fun. Yeah. Because I remember the late nights at the old Kiss in 97 in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And, you know, every once in a while the bathroom would hit, and you're like, oh, no, what do I hit on? And there was a long version of Africa by Toto.
It gave
me 6 or almost 7 minutes.
It's a Stairway to Heaven.
I didn't know you were in radio back in the day.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I know.
I had, when I was in
97.
So much more sense.
The soft hits of the 70s, 80s, and now we're Kiss 97.
Nice.
Yeah,
I had three or four bathroom songs.
Uh-huh.
If you knew there was going to be a real problem, you pulled out the extended version of Inagata DeVita, because that's 21 minutes.
November
long.
Rain. I remember that was a big one back in the 90s. Yeah, you could play. That was 14 minutes or whatever.
And even Bohemian Rhapsody is like 6.5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So you had, if you just needed to, you know, use the bathroom quickly, you could Bohemian Rhapsody on. But Inagata DeVita, which stands for, I think it means in the Garden of Eden, I think is the actual translation to that. I didn't know that, but
and here we are, Andy's last day talking about bathroom songs.
About dab bathroom. I mean. So what does Monday look like for you, Andy? We talked about this a little bit early this week, but I'm curious now as you're getting a little closer to it. Now it sounds like Steve's got you. We're doing something Monday.
We are. What time is that? It's in my calendar, so don't panic. But I've got you live. What time are we?
4:30.
4:30. Okay.
The Board of Education has invited you in. They're going to do a special recognition of Andy because
that is really cool.
What?
Yeah, he's been really kind. This is one of my favorite things. Is Andy hasn't. He's given us a fair shake.
Yeah.
And as a government entity, that's all you can hope for, is to get a fair opportunity to explain both sides. And he hasn't shied away from punches exactly. the hard questions. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He's asked the hard questions, and I'm okay with that. But I just want a fair shake to explain. And you've given us that, and the board is appreciative, and they want to recognize you for that.
There's something in radio called ambush radio where you pop something on somebody. The thing about Steve that I really like, we would talk about this stuff before we went on the air and say, hey, Steve, is it okay if we talk about, you know, whatever the banning books or whatever it was? And Steve's like, yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about that. I'm prepared for that. And you always were prepared. I love that, Steve.
I try to be. Yeah. The flip side is I don't know the answer to every question, and I try to be honest. Hey, if I don't know the answer, I'll find the answer, and I'll let you know.
Right. Texts continue to come in. I just got one from my sister, by the way.
Oh,
Laura,
you owe me money.
Who lives in that? No, she's. I'm listening to your final show and feeling very sad. She's praising me. I don't want to read all of that, but
I'd read it twice.
You're the best at what you do, radio host, and being my brother. Congratulations on your retirement. I love you.
I would have her call up and make her say it out loud because
then you have it in on
exactly
audio.
Of all the times that she was so mean to you growing up.
No, this sister was not. She was always kind. She wanted a little sister, though, so she used to dress me up sometimes or play school.
That
I was supposed to be a girl, and I came out a boy.
That explains so much.
I can turn your mic off, Dale.
Only for today. Only for 15 more minutes, anyway, pal.
Thank you, Laura. I appreciate that. And by the way, the best chef in Southern Utah is Laura Squires.
It's your sister.
Oh, she's amazing.
That's good enough. She, the door is open to her anytime.
Anytime.
She wants to come up here,
Steve,
and bring stuff up.
I thought we'd take a minute, talk about your foundation one last time because this is something, it's not built into the rules of the administration of the school district or anything. This is something you guys have put together, and it's an amazing program.
So the foundation is its own independent 501c3 charity. Okay. So you can make a charitable donation to any program or teacher in the school district.
You can literally go, I want Mrs. Jones over at Snow Canyon Middle or whatever it is.
Exactly. And that money, 100% of that money will be set aside for Mrs. Jones over at Snow Canyon because we don't take out a single penny for administrative costs. The district covers my salary, so all those administrative costs are covered by the district so that 100% of your donation goes to where you want it to go.
I think that's so cool.
It is really, really cool. And we can make an impact. And our goal is really to get money back in the classroom, to make a difference in education. And so, you know, most of our fundraisers, no matter what they're doing, they're helping teachers or helping students. You know, right now we're a big part of the giving machines in the mall, and people can donate through those, and those will go to help our most at-risk students and make a difference there. We want kids to feel like their peers so that they're not, you know, you don't want them to feel different, because when they feel different, they start feeling self-conscious. They're not paying attention. They're outside of things, and you don't want them to feel outside of things. You want them to feel included.
Now, it's been kind of funny. Over the years, I've made it no secret that I feel like teachers make enough money for the job that they do. But having said that, I don't think any teacher should have to then pay their own money to enhance the experience. That's why the foundation is so cool, because you're making, and they still do, most teachers still do,
a lot of them
pay their
do,
own
yes.
money. But to have the foundation help out, say, hey, we need this computer program, it will enhance the classroom experience or whatever, I think that's huge.
Or they've gone to a professional development, they've seen how to teach a specific subject in a fun way where it can engage the students, help them to pay attention and learn it better, but they don't have the resources for that. They can come to the foundation and write a grant, and we will go through, and we're going to award those grants in the springtime. And it's a lot of fun to give money to teachers.
What's the best way, if I wanted to do that, what's the best way to do it? Do I go to your school, your website
to donate?
Yeah. You can go to the school district website, washk12.org, scroll to the very bottom, and you'll see an icon for our foundation. Click on that, and if you can donate through PayPal, with your credit card, whatever you'd like.
We should do an adopt a teacher as part of that. I'm going to pick this teacher, and over the next 10 years, I'm going to give him a check for $200 or $500 or whatever it is. That'd be cool.
You know, honestly, if you want to do something like that, that's amazing. And pick a teacher that's made an impact either in your life or your child's life, and just give a donation to them, and we'll send them a nice little note saying, hey, if you want to be anonymous, an anonymous donor has given you this. It's in your account. You can spend it at will for your classroom.
Very cool.
I like it. If you have adopt a morning radio host somewhere, we can make that work as well.
A radio host with the initials D
D D and D. Exactly.
Steve, I got to let you go. We got some other guests and people calling in. thank you so much for coming in today. I look forward to Monday and coming into your office and meeting with the board. And again, I think I don't want to speak for Dale, but I think Dale would be happy to have you back.
Yeah, or if we're thinking about Andy Griffin Middle School, you know.
Well, that's not gonna carry away.
I don't know that. Yeah, that's a tough sell. But
I think he's earned it. I think he's earned it.
Steve Dunham, thank you, Steve. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Andy. Congratulations.
Thank you. We'll get a commercial break in here. My son AJ is on the phone right now. We'll talk to him for a minute when we come back. Also, Gil Almquist is going to join us as well. Andy, on the last day, and Dale Desmond. We'll be right back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk leader.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Andy. AJ, well, Dale is here. AJ, yep. My son, is on the phone. AJ's been on the show a few times. Hi, AJ.
Hey, how are you doing, Dad?
I'm doing good. AJ has been, he was a school psychologist for a while. And we were able to get some expertise on school psychology stuff. Now he's actually selling homes and doing a bang-up job here in Southern Utah and has now formed the Griffin team, and I'm told you just joined Keller Williams Realty Brokerage or something. Is that right?
Yeah, so I just started a team this fall. I have a couple of junior agents that are working with me, and we're trying to sell a lot of homes this year, and we're doing that under Keller Williams' brokerage. So
that's what Andy's really going to be doing after this, right? He's going to be a junior partner. Is that how it's going to go?
We'll give him a few months, and then I'll be after him. So
yeah. You'll be mowing lawns, painting.
No, I will not be
painting
lawns,
shutters.
AJ, first of all, you've been a big fan of the show, and I really appreciate it. Even when you lived in Northern Utah, you found a way to tune in online or after the fact and listen to the podcast, and I really, really appreciate that. Now, folks that don't know this about AJ, he is ultra, ultra conservative. He is the guy, he's like, listen.
He's that guy.
If Desmond comes on and he's not conservative, I'm out. I'm not listening anymore.
Okay, all right.
Pressure, Dale. But,
all right.
AJ, did you get your political views from me, or did you kind of get them on your own?
I was raised in a great home with great parents. You guys did a great job.
By the way, your mother is right here.
She's right here.
She
right close to
a
microphone.
Not let us turn on her microphone.
She's very close to a microphone. But
I know she's so shy.
I don't know where you got your boldness from.
Right.
Son, but anyway, back to what you were saying.
But, I went to, you know, to Brigham Young University, and I spent some time up north. And I would say that seeing kind of the liberal problem we have in our universities, even at a place like BYU, I got to see both sides of things. And that's when I chose to become very conservative. So
you even got shouted down a couple times in class by more liberal-leaning fellow students, and which was shocking to me at BYU of all places. So,
yeah, I mean, I did a social science degree, you know, psychology, so I guess it's to be expected. But, yeah, I was surprised even at a place as conservative as BYU, so.
All right, AJ, we got to save a couple of minutes for Gil Almquist, but thank you for calling in today. I really appreciate you, and good luck on your new venture with your new business. And what's the name? You have a home inspection business now, too. Is that Red Rock or Red Hill?
My home inspection is called Red Desert Home Inspection.
Home Inspection.
In the Google. Cool. But, yeah, hey, we're going to miss you, listen to you every day, Dad. I guess I'll have to just call you on the phone, but I don't think it's going to be quite the same. So
You've got senior parents now, retired parents now, that you're going to have to keep an eye on because they're going to be globetrotting. Hopefully they
show. I think they're going to be on a ship most of the time,
exactly.
So I won't even be able to call them. So.
Yeah, we don't buy that phone package when we're on the ship. So.
No, they're just out of touch.
Thank you, AJ, again for calling in. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Dad. Congratulations.
Hey, you bet. Gil can, hopefully Gil will be calling soon.
He was, he had an event that he was at today. He told me what it was yesterday. We were setting up some time to get together, but he said he was going to call in later in the hour, and We have some texts, though, we can read, Andy, I think, right?
Yeah. So this is Leanne. She said, I told you before that I had listened to KDXU since 1985. Wow. It would get me through my workday, but I became addicted to your show. I even listened to you faithfully
addicted.
In retirement. Addicted, yes.
Wow.
You are the best. Retirement is great. You and Shelley will love it. Get Milt out playing pickleball with you again. Milt is Leanne's husband.
I would hope so.
I wish you both the best.
So you had mentioned yesterday, the day before, that your wife retired a month ago.
Yeah, Halloween.
Shelly,
yeah.
And she's here. She's right standing close to this microphone. And she's very shy, and that's fine. You don't have to talk unless you want to. I'm curious, what is...
You won't even look at me now.
Don't even look over here. I wonder, Andy, what does Monday look like for you? You got the thing going on in the afternoon. What is Monday morning when you normally would get up at 4:30, 4:45, whatever?
I will not do that. That's the very doing first that.
Yeah. All alarms turned off. What is the honey-do list? Yeah. You have a honey-do list. I'm curious if Shelly has a honey-do list for you already.
She actually talked to me about this the other day, and I said, honey, you got to understand, I'm really tired right now. and 7 years of getting up this early, you know, I'd like to take a few days at least and catch up on some sleep and some rest, and then we'll start working on the honey-do. So Monday we'll be coming back from Salt Lake, so I won't hear you, Dale, on Monday. Okay. So whatever happens, and Dale will be here from 6 a.m. till 10.
Yep.
And there could be Hindenburg moment. I don't know. Yeah. All the humanity. I think it'll be fine.
It'll be more like Limburger moment than Hindenburg, but we're going to get through it. And once we get comfortable, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited to hear everybody's thoughts and opinions. And this is really the forum. That you have it. That,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, there's social media out there, but this is where it all began. We are the original influencers here.
Couple more texts. Congratulations, Andy. Wishing you all the best in your retirement. We have really enjoyed you over the last 4 years. Hoping our paths cross again, Bob and Patty. Very sweet of them. And this one just came in. Your sister, Laura, is so great. That's true. Laura Love Fest right now. I've known her and worked with her for a lot of years. She makes wonderful treats and is always willing to share them. I'll miss hearing you on the radio every day. Thanks so much for sharing. Have a great retirement. I plan on having a great retirement.
All right. So what does it look like in a year, Andy? Where do you see yourself December 5th? 2026.
Wow, in a year.
I'm curious. Do you feel like I'm going to join a car club? Because you've got your Mustang. Are you going to join a car club?
Much to my wife's chagrin, I still have my 2006 convertible. She's like, we should sell that. And it's been sitting in my garage.
Hey, Shelly, he wanted to buy a classic fire truck this week.
I did.
She knew
about that.
I know. Yeah, we almost did it. Yeah. What do you think? I mean, what's your hobbies you're going to pick up? Do you have hobbies you want to jump in on? Are you building clipper ships?
A little confession. I talked about it once on the radio, but when I was a young man, I used to sing a lot. I would sing in church. I would do a lot of solos and stuff like that. I have not done that for 30 plus years. I would like to start singing again. Maybe pop music. One of the cool things that happened on this cruise that we had last week was the winner of the karaoke contest got to sing on the big stage in front of the whole ship on the last day of the cruise.
Yeah.
I want to be that guy. That was really, really cool.
Did you sing at all to get into that? Like, were you part of
one of the contestants? No, I didn't participate. I right now I'm a closet karaoke guy. I sing at home all the time.
Right.
I don't feel like I'm good enough to actually put it out there.
Right. You don't drink, so it's not like you can get some liquid courage going. anything like that.
That's right.
I feel like that might happen, or it could go really bad for you. As well.
One more text. We're down to the final minute here. Happy retirement. We've enjoyed having you on the radio with us every morning, but you go and have fun with your wife. I will, right, Shelly? Yeah. She still can't turn her mic on, though. Do lots of traveling and lots of sleeping in. Shelly, we're down to the last 40 seconds. Are you sure you don't want to say anything at all? Not one word?
I'm curious. What
I've talked about you on the show for 7 years. You don't want to say...
Keep going. Keep going. Just a little bumper music for you.
I thought you were going to play Phantom Rider.
No way. We could do that.
Yeah. All right. Shelly, no?
I'll be on the trail with you.
Oh, nice. She even kind of sang a little. That's pretty awesome.
Love it.
That is pretty awesome. Happy trails. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'd like to thank, over all the 7 years, I've done the shows for you. Not for management, not for the paycheck, but for the people listening. And, that's the way it is. And happy trails. We'll catch you on a cruise ship. Look me up. I'd love to hang out with you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Dale will be in Monday morning.
Woo-hoo!